Testing. All right, we're live. Where are we at? Bistro. At the Bistro in Hayward.
Oh, yeah. So many. I don't know, man.
All right. All right, somebody do a mic check for me. Mic check. Here, wait, let me see if I can do... I can't do it. Somebody got CastBox? Mic check. So right now, I'm live to whoever logs in. Right now, nobody's on. Whoa! All right, hey, this is your DIY animator. We're live at the Bistro in Hayward, California. And just watch some rumors before you get ready.
Yeah, I wonder who make the best
matchup between poets.
You think that's better than that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
See, we got a matchup between a poet. What was your name?
They want to deal with that toxic.
What was your name? Kimmy. That's right. Kamani. And you're reading. Kamani.
You got 10 names.
Wow. That's Rudy Ford for a love-making poem.
You can say it.
I'm like putting emphasis on it.
It's Kamani. Yeah, so you just broadcast. People get on. You see what they're doing. You visit with them. Just say hello to them. And then they record it.
With all the friends,
so you upload it, and then it becomes an episode.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's kind of like doing improvisation.
Right.
Right, so like a DIY animator, I started out with... All right, this is what I'm doing. I do a video it, and I'll speed it up and put in some clips, put my animations in it.
Right.
And that way I'm getting the word out, and I'm teaching people how to do podcasting. It's just as easy as it.
But you know, when you teach, you actually learn more than you teach.
Exactly.
It's going to take you four times as much time to usually do all the stuff that you're trying to figure out before you teach.
Ken, what's your name?
I'm Drew.
You're Drew? And are you part of a band? Or?
I am, yeah.
Okay, what's the band's name?
Millards.
Millards? How long y'all been together?
Probably about like 5 years.
5 years? So y'all been friends since junior high? Or?
Yeah. Well, these guys, he's friends with my brother, and they're a little bit older than I am.
But, somebody just invited us into their party.
Party to party.
On a Monday, though?
Huh?
On a Monday, though?
Is it Monday? Oh, damn, yeah. I take Sundays and Mondays off. Or do I? I don't know. Yeah, nobody's off so far. Everybody's like, I'm going to bed. You're crazy. So, I mean, it's one way. It's kind of like SoundCloud, except that you're doing your own show. I found out I was a drummer 7 years ago.
Oh, no.
Started out with guitar and all that. Yeah. But it was called Mad Haggis. So it was just like entire music.
Okay.
People running around and filming. You know the difference between a skirt and a kilt? You're wearing underwear. Skirt.
This is really
I had, so that's why we shared it. Pointed it out one time. I was wearing underwear. You guys knew that. You kept going. That's scary. You're like, shut up. So I'm just out here and I'm going to change my nose. Yeah. Scary. Torture me. So one night, in the middle of the night, I go out to the garden piece, like a little pendulum, and I tie my underwear on a pendulum, like a flag, like a prayer flag. So he comes out in the morning, first thing he sees, you want my underwear? Fine, there's my underwear. The next day, I noticed that the underwear's gone. The underwear's gone now. And I see him later that evening, and I go, sure. And did you find the little prayer flag I left in? He goes, yeah. And I said, what'd you do with it? He goes, smelled it. And when he said that, I didn't know what the hell to say. I was just like,
right, yeah.
You just totally beat my joke. You had to walk off.
what do you do?
Fuck, all right.
Yeah, you're rock on. I mean, yeah, his son is next to all tatted up. He's like, yeah, my dad's hard.
I'm a basic bitch.
Huh? Oh, I thought you were leaving me.
Yeah.
Is there a Navy guy? Starting to feel familiar. You know, we're live right now. Podcast.
Oh,
right now. Hold on, Taco Party. We're taking the world with us. Damn it.
Yeah, slow as smooth, smooth as fast.
You guys can come if you want to. We're going to the metro.
I got all undone and drawing and stuff. Sorry.
Is it a taco party or what?
Taco party? I don't know. I mean, you're talking about
Flappy Park, right?
I hope nobody spits in my drink. I'll be back.
Okay.
Are we going? Are we going? What's happening? What is it called? They're gonna call us?
Oh, we're good. No, we got like an hour until we go on.
Oh, oh, and we already have two listeners.
Oh,
oh, we have one listener. All right, who's that?
Are you guys gonna get something?
Daff Golden. Hi, Daff. You know, honestly, welcome to. We're walking around in Hayward with a bunch of comedians. Literally, literally. Well, okay, two comedians, a couple of poetry readers, singers, and talent manager. He's gonna give me his card by the end of the night. I know it. So feel free to call in. If you want to talk to any of these fine performers as they walk the streets tonight, yeah, kind of a street performer. I'm the pimp, and they're my gigolos. So, this is DIY comedy tonight, I guess. Your DIY animator is going to be bringing you how to go about
it. There,
you just go out, get an open mic. While you're waiting,
yeah,
try not to get drunk. I had a little bit too much strike earlier. No, that was coming up. I went heavy on the 7-Up. With lime and lemon?
Like Sierra Mist, 7-Up, that's right.
So who else was doing podcasts out here? Nobody? None of y'all podcasted before?
I can be like guests on your show.
I'm a grandma. You're a guest right now.
Yeah.
You
can
podcast before. So, I can if I learn how to.
This is how you just hit record and you start talking.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the improvisational one, but the key is networking, right? Because that's what you want to do. You want to network. And oh my God, is that a Bart? It is a Bart. So they're all going into the taqueria. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to stand out here and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah,
yeah. So what you want to do, and I'm taking you all with me. I just decided why not. I mean, people talk about what it's like to be an animator, what it's like to be a stand-up comedian all day and all night. But there's nothing like just taking you with me. A picture's worth a thousand words, and I'm here to paint y'all an auditory picture. So right now we're standing in front of the Metro Taquiera, Brews and Brats, Rocket Char Grill. It's not a bad area, downtown Hayward. Of course, you hear the sirens, and in most of the Bay Area, you're going to hear sirens going day and night. Unless you're making at least seven figures, and then maybe you won't. You've got to be cold. You know, when I wear my midriff, it just doesn't work.
I am a little bit cold, but not really.
Okay, you're all white. Good luck on keeping it clean. How are y'all doing tonight? Yeah, y'all want to be on a podcast? All right. Broadcasting right now. So what we're going to try and do is we're going to see if we can get some people to
maybe do an interview and see how much improv we can get. So tonight I'm going to be, when I'm interviewing, I'm going to do Papa Fox. How you doing, Corporal?
I'm trying to find a fucking, like a coffee.
Dude, you're trying to find coffee?
Yeah, I'm trying to find
coffee. Well, why don't we walk up to the truck then, Corporal, and we'll grab some of the stuff off.
Right? Instead of that dinosaur equipment.
Let's go up to the truck and drop some of the stuff off, Corporal. Or no, wait. I'm sorry, I got you all mixed up. Sorry, Private Potts.
I'll see what they got real quick.
Hey, you don't want to walk up to the truck, drop some stuff off?
You want to drop all that off?
Some of it, maybe, yeah.
How far up is your truck?
Just up to that other light.
All the way down there?
No, it's just not. It's just the other light, Pilot. It can't be that far.
I don't want to ditch out of bed. I told her I was going to be right back in. The group, I was just looking for coffee.
I feel like we're three older men flying over them.
She came over and sat with me.
Oh, is that what's going on? Hello, Bart. Hello, Michael. So we're just doing some improv on the street. We're on the list to do an open mic comedy. Everybody's kind of bouncing around like Pop Rocks. You remember those Pop Rocks? Stick them in your mouth and they just go everywhere. So I met this Farinelli. Farinelli, you're all over the place. You need coffee?
I'd rather tea.
Okay, well, I'm going to go drop this stuff off. So feel free to call in at any time. Well, not at any time. Anytime prior to me going up on stage. It looks like we're doing about 8 to 12, maybe 15 minute sets. And yeah, so you want to get your bits together. You're going to be doing stand-up comedy. You got to get your bits together. What is a bit? A bit is a little section you think that's funny, right? You don't want to entirely get up there and wing it because it's going to be crickets and that's it. Just a bunch of crickets. You're not going to get much engagement. And you're going to lose a lot of self-respect, and it's going to be hard to look in the mirror when you get back home. So you want to be able to look in the mirror. The trick is just being confident, being goofy. A lot of comedians try a different tongue-in-cheek, or they'll try tongue-in-cheek, or maybe a little bit of sarcasm. Any number of things. Get somebody wandering through the bushes here. All right, they're bouncing around. Obviously, they're circling, looking for girls, my group. So I'm just going to go back and sit back down, settle down before I get lost in whatever they're doing. Because there's a goal for this tonight, and that goal is to get up on stage and do stand-up. We don't have anybody listening anymore. I've ran everybody off. Well, all right. So let's talk a little bit about safety. Safety is always number one. And not from just strictly I'm in a heavy equipment job or police officer job or fireman, and I need to be safe with my body kind of way, but actually being safe. I'm going to hang out down here.
Drop it off.
They're not going to call us for a while? Huh? Are they going to call us anytime soon? All right, then let's go walk and drop it off.
Yeah, that's what you
want to
do. I was telling them that we're
going to
go do that.
Awesome. Yeah. You want to carry this for me? Thank you, Private Parts. It has a handle. So I've lost all my listeners. Kidda, so we don't know how many people are going to get up on stage. Ooh, that would be cool, getting up on stage and just doing it from stage, live casting. That would be weird, having anybody call in and nobody's here to hear the hint. they should call in. And I hold down the mic and go, what's your question? But you never know what you can get when it's live. I swear to God. I had one person, I answered the phone, and they just immediately primal scream. Another guy got on, White Howard, and I slammed him. And a minute and a half later, he was back on. I don't know how he did it.
There you go.
So I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but apparently White Power has some kind of power. He overrode my dad. Back into the left.
The shady part, bro.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, I know. I'm the shady part.
In fact, we should just hop in your truck and drive down that way.
All right, that's what we'll do. All right, folks. I think maybe I should plan this out a little better, the whole live cast stage. Hello, I'm here, and I'm broadcasting live. See, this is how easy it is to do a live cast. That would be awesome. Just do a blog from stage. Like, talk to the screen.
So where are you at? Over there?
We go and make a left. All right, so we're going to key in it right now because we're going through a crazy place in town. Sorry. Hey, Friday kind of guy. What's up, Friday? I got to get on that computer. I've been trying to get my website back up. So I have not yet made you an admin because I don't know how to do it from the app. If you want to walk me through it, I'd be more than happy to be walked through it. Right now, we're walking through Hayward through the shady part. I still can't call it. Hey, dude, can't chill for long. Just wanted to say hi. Hi, Friday. Well, we got to do some kind of official, donning of the admin role. There's going to be some kind of badge or something for this. But I was half considering, just real quick, Friday, maybe you can tell me your thoughts, doing an open mic stand-up. I was half considering doing a live cast from stage. I don't know how weird that, but why not? It's just here live. How bad do?
That'll be soon.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, all right. We'll do a live cast from stage. We're winging it. Talk about total improv. And the only thing I can talk about really is I never knew until yesterday how. Okay, yes. Are you doing it right now? No, right now we're waiting. We're on the list to do open mic. It's me and another Marine, Farinelli. And we both signed up. He did comedy for about 4 years. And then he decided to partner up with me, a successful person. Well, it doesn't look like my windows are broken out, so success.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're in Hayward, California. We're here to broadcast my phone breaking live and to be robbed at gunpoint. Something I've always wanted to experience. See, I've only experienced getting shot by burglars. I haven't had an experience of actually getting talked to them while they try and rob me. I'm on the wrong side. Let me dump this over here. All right, good. Then I'll go ahead and plug in. All right. So, I mean, this may not be a thing I can be able to pull off tonight, Friday, but I definitely think we got to pull this off. We got to plan it. We got to pick up the time. I'll tell you when the open mic is, and we'll just spring it on the audience. You can do stand-up via your call-in without ever having to get on stage. How would that be, Friday? You think you can be my straight man? And if you're gay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. Do you think we can go forward with that, Friday? Yes, yes, yes. Let's bend the rules of podcasting.
Just take a right.
Yep. Yo, you know where to go parking?
Yep.
All right. So now we're just driving. I got to let y'all go. I'll talk to you later. See you later, Friday. Oh, you can't do stand-up? All right. All right, Friday. I'll talk to you later.